isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All the waiters in your grand cafe leave their tables when you
play. Where's Billy Joel?
Every
I love Billy Joel. I need more Billy Joel in my life. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, that's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, treating your ears from 9 to noon on a daily basis with intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct talk radio. Socially brave talk radio.
Dude. That's right.
I was accused on Facebook of not being socially brave.
Oh.
I am socially brave.
What does that mean?
I think it's because I won't let racists call in and rant. And I won't let, like, people that blame everything on race call in and rant. You know, I don't mind. I work on the 25-75 principle. I don't know if you know what that is. I don't want to hear from the 25% on that side. And I don't want to hear from the 25% on that side.
Yeah.
I don't mind hearing from the 25% sort of in the middle on the issue of race.
Right.
I don't want to hear on the guy who has a Confederate flag tattoo. I don't want to hear from that guy. And I don't want to hear from the guy in the Black Panthers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to hear from anyone who drives up 65 and isn't humiliated when they see that gigantic Confederate flag flying. I don't want to hear from those people. If you're not humiliated when you drive up 65 and see that gigantic Confederate flag and realizing that 65 is a major corridor to the South.
Right.
People from Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and New York, they all use that highway.
Yep.
And they see that gigantic Confederate flag and they think you're an idiot.
They think, what is going on?
They think every single person that lives within the state of Alabama agrees with that flag and loves that it's flying. They might even think it's state sanctioned because it's right there on the interstate.
Yeah, exactly.
If someone will cut that pole down and send me a picture of it, I'll send you a check. I can't stand that thing being there. But if you just take the extremes out of the issue of race and get into the middle people, I can have that conversation all day. But the problem is, on the radio, you can't screen who are the extremes.
Right. You don't know until they call in and
right.
reveal themselves as
And I mean, maniacs. Some of our callers, when we get on the issue of race, are just 2 seconds away from dropping the N-word. Mm-hmm. I can tell. And some of the callers on the other side are just 2 seconds away from saying Whitey's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, and so I don't want to entertain that, so we just typically shy away from it. It does not make me socially unbrave.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Despite the criticism on Facebook. Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. Wow. No special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen this week. So you know what the special is? Whatever the hell I say it is.
That's right.
Whatever the hell I say it is. You know what the special is this week?
Eggplant Parmesan.
Ooh, boy, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
What's a dish I haven't had in a while over there that is just delectable?
5 cheese mac and cheese.
You know, I haven't had that in a long time, and it is delectable.
It's bananas. I didn't even know they had it on there, because I rarely even look at the menu.
Yeah?
It's like, I mean, I kind of know what I want.
I've had everything on the menu.
Yeah.
I've had every pie variety. I've had every pasta. I've had every sandwich.
It was funny. I was sitting in there. It was like right after I started doing the show, and you weren't there for whatever reason. And I was sitting in there and just sitting at the bar by myself, and these two guys come in there, obviously Air Force guys, and they said, "What's good?" And then, you know, and it was pretty busy, so like the Will was trying to tell them or whatever, and I was like, "Guys, I've had everything on the menu. Just ask me.
Don't dart. Hit the
But menu. Then... So after telling them I've had anything on the menu, they're like, what about this 5 cheese mac and cheese? I was like, that's, what? I didn't know it was on the menu. You're holding out on me over here, Donovan.
Add bacon for a dollar.
I know. And, yeah, so then.
It's good.
The guys over there, they're pretty nice. They said, "Dave, I think you need to try some." So they just brought me a little, like,
really?
Ramekin. They just wanted me to try it, just to make sure that I
nice,
had,
nice.
Had everything on the menu.
You say you had everything on the menu. You know what? I used to
and
tell
I've
people.
I've since gone back and gotten it.
I've used to tell people I had everything on the menu. There was something on the menu that I hadn't had, and I didn't even know it existed.
Right.
You could get roasted potatoes as a side item. Did you know that?
No.
Exactly. Nobody knows that.
They're holding out on us.
And let me tell you, Dave.
Oh, I can't.
They're so good. They roast them in that 650 degree oven, so they don't take long.
God, I'm so hungry.
Tossed in a gentle drizzle of olive oil, so they get that little smoke taste to them.
I'm so hungry.
Hit them with a little sea salt. Pa-pow! Pa-pow! It's wonderful.
Chef's kiss.
Yes. Oh, man, it's amazing. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. No special this week, but everything's special. Everything's special. Robert.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, Barry and David, think about this. 3 miles on each side of that flag is woodland. You can't see anything but woods and swamps. But when you get to that flag, the state keeps that cut and groomed and cooked so you can see it.
Yep.
So the state is a part of that too now. If they let it grow up and let the woods grow up, it will hide that flag of birds and things to start nesting in that flag because it become a populated area for swamps.
But I thought that the Confederate veterans or whatever, whoever owns it, I thought they bought all the way down to the right-of-way and graveled it.
One thing about you, you're not going to buy state land.
But didn't, who graveled it? Who graveled it?
The state.
The state put that gravel down?
That's the state property. All that state property. Inside that fence on the interstate, you cannot put anything or come outside that fence.
Huh.
Weird.
State
and I'm going to look at it on the satellite. So the gravel goes beyond the right-of-way?
It comes down on the other side of the fence land, and it's cut and kept clean all the time.
Can we just admit something? It's a statewide embarrassment that it exists.
It is. But it's private property that it's on. He has the right to put it on his private property. But the state don't have a right to keep it right away so we can see it.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember the first time... My sister lives elsewhere, and she'd never been through that way, right?
Yeah.
So she'd never driven through Alabama down 65.
But like
and
you
said, well, how do I know when I'm going to be close? I said, text me when you see the giant Confederate flag. And she was like, no, really. I was like, yeah, no, really. Then you're about 30 miles away. That's how stupid of a landmark. And she didn't believe me until she called me. She was like, I truly thought you were joking. This is like 2010 or something. She was like, you know, it's 2010. Like, why are they flying this flag?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Land of the Blood, Alabama.
I know.
So it's that gross. Is embarrassing.
Yeah, it's gross. There's no doubt about it.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
I really do. I did not know that. If that's true, we need to get on the horn with the DOT and see what they're doing to keep that up.
Yeah, we can make that our crusade here.
I can't find it on the... You know, the first time... There have been about 5 times people have tried to get me fired up here.
Right.
I think the first time was the bicycles. which will never happen again.
Right.
Because everybody give 3 feet to bicycles, or 3 yards, three, whatever. Yeah, give them 30 yards. Plenty of yield on bicycles. And wear a helmet, safety first. But the second time was when somebody was wanting to put a Confederate flag right across.
Oh, yeah, by ASU.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I said, that's blatantly racist. That's not racist, Barrett. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
That's very clearly.
It's heritage. That's the Southern flag. That was not the Southern flag. In fact, I got the Southern flag removed from... okay, I found it. I got the Southern flag removed from the RSA Renaissance down there, the Renaissance Hotel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Confederate flag. There's a thing of all the flags that have flown over Alabama in front of the Renaissance, and one of them was the Confederate flag, the actual Confederate flag, not the racist battle flag people fly, but the actual Confederate
flag. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I just mentioned it on air one day, and then I went back about a month later, and I noticed it was gone. Somebody's probably like, what the hell? This was in the height of, like, Bentley taking down flags, Nikki Haley taking down flags. All right, so, Robert, I'm looking right now at the satellite image of this racist site, and it does not appear that the rocks go down below the... the right-of-way. In fact, I don't believe they do. And that right-of-way can't have trees on it because those trees would then fall onto the interstate. So I don't think there's a solution there. I think the solution is to shame these people into oblivion or vandalize it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how hard is it to get some gasoline and some sort of a hose and spray it up there and light it? How hard is that? You know, these racists like burning things, burning crosses. Might as well burn their flagpole.
That's right.
I will pay if somebody will do it. We're just waiting on somebody to call. That's what we're doing. Somebody will tell me they're going to do it. I got Venmo. I'll Venmo you.
That's right.
I'll Venmo you. I can't say it'll be a lot, but it'll be something. Venmo you enough for a Sammy. Hey, speaking of, I might get a sandwich today, Minton.
Hey, now.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
I know. This has been like the food segment, but because we're both starving.
I can't help it. I am starving to death. I mean, absolutely starving to death. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We don't have a spot to do. I don't know how to get out. Quarter after. We'll be back.
Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Why is ZZ Top not getting more credit for being one of the great rock and roll bands of all time?
Good question.
I mean, they got hit after hit after hit. But when you talk about great rock and roll bands, they don't even come up in the top 25.
I think a lot of it is, there's two things.
The beards?
Well, the early stuff is Blues Chugel, right?
Yeah.
Then there's the beards. And then there's like, so then you have people that think like, man, Tres Hombres, like that was awesome. But this is just MTV crap.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, people who should be like, taken out of the population group.
Right, right.
Morons, as we call them. You know? I'm just saying.
You've seen
ZZ Top rules.
You've seen Blazing Saddles. Morons.
Morons.
ZZ Top's awesome. They've got a range of sound, and they got hit after hit after hit. Just fantastic. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Get back to the phones in a second. 272-9228. If you want to line up, we can bring your phone calls in. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. 284-9292. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. A fantastic human being. A better concrete man, believe it or not. As great as he is as a human being, he's a better man laying concrete. And he can do all of it. Decorative, stamped. He can do, my goodness, he can do curbing and parking lots, pour foundations and slabs. It's up to you. Piers? You know, there are a lot of places around here you have to build on piers.
Mm-hmm.
My man can do that. Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. You can check him out online, pennyiron.co. You can find him on Facebook. Just search Penny Iron Concrete Technologies or call him directly. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Bloxy Gambler, you're on the air with Dave Mowry. And
I didn't tell you my name. Anyway, I don't care. Listen, what if somebody had a drone that had an extra rotor in the front of it, right?
Yeah.
And they don't fly it very well, and it accidentally gets tangled up in the flag, tears flag up.
Whoopsie.
Hey, things happen, man. Those drones are hard to fly. Never had one. I ain't crashed.
See? He knows what he's doing.
Well, I'm looking at a map on County Road 68 West. There appears to be a walkway that you can walk up to that thing. And so I
well, now, just, now you're crossing on, now you're trespassing and doing vandalism.
Oh, I don't care if you trespass. These guys trespass my conscience.
Well, I understand. Hey, man, I had to pick up some people in Birmingham and bring them back down here to the lake, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not from around here, so they're not used to it. We're driving, and they look over, and they go, yeah, I see what you got me into. And I said, look, that's some kind of a burial ground or something for veterans. I don't know. So, Confederate veterans. So, I don't know nothing about it. Don't look that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, it started off their trip on a bad note.
Well, and then, I'm telling you, it like, I have friends that know I live down here and call me and stop and eat dinner and all this stuff when they're in town. Inevitably, they're like, how do you live down here with people like that? I want to say, well, you got people like that, too, where you are. They just don't put flags up.
Hey, let me say something about the Confederate flag, too, before somebody's going to call in and say that I'm some kind of an idiot, that it's not about racism and all that. Listen, if it was not about, I understand. Some people in their heart, they believe that. I got that. But when you let the Klan march up and down in every rally and use the flag and y'all didn't stop them from using it, then they stole your flag, and then that's what it means to most people. I'm sorry. That's what it means.
Here's the thing about it. Why are you putting it up? If it's a nod to Confederate history, use the proper Confederate flag, which nobody recognizes. Very few people know what it looks like. I just happen to know what it looks like. I looked up when I walked out of the RSA Renaissance down there, and I saw it. That's the only reason I even knew it was there. But it had been there forever during this whole flag controversy where they're taking flags down out of every state building, every state. It sat there and nobody even noticed what it was because the Confederate battle flag wasn't even it's not even really a Confederate battle flag. It was a.
But it just used by Virginia.
Yes,
Alabama never
yes,
used it, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so it was brought back out of storage in the 1960s. It was
by the Klan,
rubbed in everyone's faces. State capitals started flying it. People started putting it at monuments and stuff.
And Leonard Skinner used it.
It was all in response to Brown versus Board of Education and the Voting Rights Act and all that kind of stuff.
And Tom Petty. But it's a cool-looking flag. I'll give you that.
It's a very cool-looking flag. It was well-designed. I mean, I understand why it's the sexy flag they use. Because the normal Confederate flag is a big dud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks, man. Right. Bye.
272922. Who's this?
Clint Jr.
Clint Jr., how are you, friend?
Good. That Confederate flag, and if we had a choice, we wouldn't let KKK use it. They've ruined it for the rest of us.
They ruined it over the course of like 7 decades, so it's hard to argue that.
But if we could stop it, we could. I mean, how can we stop them?
Who is we?
Proud rebel flag flying Americans that are not racist and wish the KKK didn't ruin it for us.
Okay. But now that you know everybody thinks it's a racist icon, why don't you pick something else?
Because I don't turn on my beliefs just because somebody else disagrees with it.
Well, I mean, it's not your belief. Your belief is your belief. That's just a symbol. That's just an outward expression of an inward reality. So why don't you pick a new outward expression since everybody else's outward expression is that that's a racist icon.
I tend to not go with the crowd.
I understand that, but you live in a reality. You have to recognize the reality in which you live. You live in society. We live in community. And the rest of the community thinks that's a racist symbol. And so when you hold it out, you're sending the message to the rest of the community that that's a racist symbol. They're seeing what they perceive as a racist symbol. And they're not just making that up. I mean, it was used as a racist symbol for like 100 years.
I know, and that's sad. And the one that I fly says heritage, not hate.
Right, but that's garbage. That you don't believe that. Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. If you truly believed it was about heritage, go get a real Confederate flag that flew over all the Confederate states, not just one battle flag that was used by one army in Virginia. You get the real Confederate flag and fly that proudly. Why don't you do that? I think that'd be a better use of your time. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm just throwing this out there, but shouldn't that flag be the flag of the Democratic Party since they were the ones who wanted slavery and all that?
Hold on. What's your name? What is your name?
You know.
Oh, is he done? Okay, bye. Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I could hear you the first time. You're on hold. Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, when you talk about reality, let's face a little reality, Mr. Barron, if you got a second.
Okay, let me just say this. I'm assuming this is hostile since you call me Mr. Barron, but go ahead.
All right, well, I'm sorry, Barron. Buddy.
Buddy, okay, but, go ahead,
yeah.
Buddy.
Okay.
That's always a good way to start a call, buddy.
Okay, with all these shootings that are going on in Montgomery and the death, and this is not being racist or anything, I come up in a time when they stuck me and my buddy that lived next door to me and shipped us to Biger High School, and there was only two of us in an all-black class. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even go to the bathroom. Luckily, we were old enough to quit.
Okay.
We couldn't go. So we never got on TV or anything, buddy.
Never got on TV? What does that mean?
Oh, well, you see all them on TV going into
them?
The schools. Oh, my God, man, when they went into the state of Alabama.
That? Who was they?
The American African.
Okay.
Okay? Another thing, when they walk across that bridge coming into Selma.
Who is that?
And they want to come to the courthouse, why don't they walk down through Smiley Court and Highland Homes where all these murders and these sagging drug dealers are?
This is what I was talking about earlier, the 25 and the 70.
You know, and it's just a shame. I used to do a lot of hiring and training in Montgomery for years.
Mm-hmm.
And them kids that come to my office, I'd interview, wear a shirt and tie, and have your pants up.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lot of good kids down there
yeah.
who come from families the same way, who wanted something in life, but never had a parent to teach them.
Okay. I appreciate
you
calling. Yeah, thank
you.
Yeah,
get it over with. It's okay. Bye, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. This because it's a demonstration of what I was talking
about.
Yeah,
I know.
The 25 and the 75. Tom Baudet. He should be in that middle half.
I would guess.
What's on your mind, friend?
You guess. I call when I agree with what you say, and I call when I disagree. Uh-huh. So I'm going to say I'm halfway in between that. I don't have no feelings towards the Confederate flag any more than I have feelings for a lot of flags. The only flag I really care about is our country's flag, and that's what unifies us as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that some of these folks are actually, like the president said in Charlottesville, good folks. There's bad folks on both sides, and there's people that believe that some races are inferior to others. I don't believe that. I believe everybody, if given the ample opportunity, can aspire to anywhere they want to go in
now,
life.
Let me ask you this.
You should see my text messages and my
let me ask you this.
Facebook messages right now.
When you see a guy in a truck with a Confederate flag flying in the back, what assumptions do you make about his views on race?
They're not positive most of the time, but
okay. So why would anyone want to project that image to the community that you have negative views on race relations, that you have negative views about blacks? Why would you want to project that image? Don't give me this heritage, not hate. Don't give me this some Virginia. You just admitted when you see a Confederate flag flying in the back of a truck, you assume the guy doesn't like black people. So why would you fly the Confederate flag?
Well, again, I'm not trying to defend that in any way except to say that when you look up at our flag or any flag, wherever you've been, if it stirs an emotion of yours in some way, whether it's the POW/MIA flag or the ISIS flag or the rainbow flag, it's a five-second thought that goes through that brain matter up there, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to sit there and
I'm going to go on the record here. I think that rainbow flag is going to be thought of the same way as the Confederate flag in 50 years. It's being used for divisive purposes. It's basically anti-straight. It's not pro-gay. It's anti-straight. It is meant to throw a message in someone's face. This whole pride movement. I mean, it's weird that you would name a movement after one of the seven deadly sins. But it's this whole pride movement is not meant for acceptance or anything else. It's meant to throw it in your face and I'm here, I'm queer, you got to deal with me, get the hell over it, and I'll run over you if you don't like it. It's the same message being sent by the Confederate flag. And I would ask my gay friends the same thing. Why would you want to march under a divisive banner? We have a banner that represents black people. We have a banner that represents gay people. We have a banner that represents white people. We have a banner that represents Americans. It's called the United States of America flag. Fly it proudly. Let it unfurl that bad boy. Let it whip in the wind.
I agree. I agree with that. And, you know, I just know that my family, my entire family, comes from the South, except my father's side, who came from Ireland and Canadians. They were Northerners, but most everybody in my family, all of them, for generations going back. And if you think about what really happened during this time frame that this all occurred, is the industrialized part of the country was not in the South. Okay, we were down in the South with no railroads. We could not produce and manufacture goods and services in the way that the North could. And sure, There was slavery throughout the entire eastern seaboard of the country and even in New England. And I can't say that there's not slavery going on right now when you think about these folks they're letting in for free, because 9 out of 10 of them, they claim 12 dependents on their income tax and then go get a new Social Security number every year. So they're not paying their taxes, okay? I'm getting off the subject.
Yeah, way off the subject. But you're a good caller, so I gave you a little leeway. I do have to run for a break.
Yes, sir. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tom. 272-9228. And look, this is for pedagogical purposes. People say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? I mean, my text message is going crazy.
Mine, too.
Why are you doing this? Pedagogical reasons is why I'm doing this. This is an educational moment for the city of Montgomery, for our radio listening audience.
A teachable moment?
A teachable moment. You have to be cognizant of the way you carry yourself, the symbols you use, and the effects they have on others. You have to. And if you say, I want to carry this symbol, and I want them to accept it at my meaning, then you have to be willing to do the same for the other side. And nobody wants to do it for the other side.
Correct.
And so you either need to stop using your symbols that are misperceived from your perspective, or allow them to use their symbols that they believe you're misperceiving. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. And sometimes some symbols are so wrong in and of themselves because of the way they've been used that you just put the symbol down and move on. You pick up a new one. If you want some symbol to unite you, you put it down and move on. The Confederate flag certainly is one of them. We'll be back.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The month of July getting rolling with a heat wave right off the bat. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s. It's going to be mostly sunny with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rallying after the U.S. and China agreed over the weekend to resume trade talks. However, Jeff Sika at Circle Squared Investments isn't impressed.
Keep in mind, that 6 months ago in Buenos Aires, there was a G20 meeting that had a very similar outcome where there was nothing that actually transpired. The market rallied for 24 hours. I think this is not the sustainable rally the market is looking for. I think it's a celebration of nothing.
Because nothing negative happened in the meeting between the U.S. and China presidents. Construction spending declined last month, the first drop in 6 months. May's decline is 0.8%, reflecting weakness in the housing market. OPEC members have agreed to cut oil production for 9 months. It's a response to weaker demand globally and more U.S. production. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
All right, 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. That is Kim Williams over at Alabama. Oh, excuse me, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. That's a totally different place. Cornerstone Managing General Agency is Greg Wren at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com if you want to get on the air. Find them online. CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. 356-1502. Guys, if you own a business, if you're a general manager or an HR manager, or you have some say in how the employees' benefits packages work, you call Cornerstone Managing General Agency and get them in there. They're going to save you money, in all likelihood, like 90% chance they're going to save you money. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, you can find out more information online, cornerstonemga.com. It's not a complex or long process. You just bring them in, have them look over, really just some simple stuff like the deck page of your policy and, you know, maybe how many people work there. I mean, it's just not extensive stuff. And then they go back and do some calculations and boom, they come up with a deal for you. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing. Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502, 356-1502. Check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Don.
Good morning.
Morning.
Both you guys are attorneys, aren't you?
No.
No, I'm not. I just play one on TV.
Well, most attorneys, no matter how repugnant, will stand up for a First Amendment right of someone. Mm-hmm. But what really bothers me about this conversation today is this advocation for burning this guy's property.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any different
that was a
from
joke,
me advocating that somebody go burn down Barron's home? Is there any legal ramifications?
Well, being the worst caller in talk radio, Don, it doesn't surprise me that you're missing the boat on all this. For one, First Amendment rights are protected by government, not private people.
We're not talking about those. You said burn down someone's home.
You brought up First Amendment rights. I'm going to go back and explain it.
Because
you're such a terrible caller to talk radio that I want people to not be confused. First Amendment rights are protections from government, not from private actors. I can shame you for carrying a racist icon, and that is not me messing with the First Amendment rights.
Correct.
I'm not truthfully advocating anybody go burn down the damn tree. You guys, whatever it is. You guys have to understand sarcasm and wit and humor, okay? You have to understand parody and humor. Nobody needs to burn down anybody's private property. Go ahead.
You asked him for him to do it, Ben.
I was kidding, you dumbass.
Linebackers always
now. Now you're the worst caller in talk radio, but the dumbest as well. Thank you, Don. Jim Davis.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
First time caller. Same thing going on here. Let me hear if I got this right. You're talking about inciting someone to go out there and destroy someone's property. You said go up there with gasoline and burn it down.
Right.
Vandalize it. I mean,
I don't recommend. All right, let me be clear. Did you hear my conversation with Dawn? Let me be clear. Don't do that. Don't anybody damage anything. All right. But I'm not going to feel bad if it happens. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Well, you sat there and said, you know, vandalize it.
All right, Jim. Move on from that point. Move on.
No, that was the whole point.
Okay. Well, then your call's done. Your call's done.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an idiot.
My God. I have a funny flag story.
Go ahead.
Not about the Confederate flag.
Well, let me say this real quick.
Or the American flag.
Let me say this real quickly. Don't burn it down. But if someone does burn it down, I'm not going to feel bad. But don't burn it down. But if you do, I'll laugh. Go ahead.
So my brother used to manage this Swedish band. So it's like these four Swedish guys.
All right.
One of them, they're touring America. And he says, Mike, what is this Paumea? And he's like, what Paumea? What are you talking about? It's on the flag, and it's a black flag, and it's got the white, and it says Paumea on it. What is Paumea? P-O-W-M-I-A.
Oh no!
So every time I see one, I'll take my brother and I like have the thing like we'll take a picture and be like, Mike, what is this Paumea? Which is awesome.
Is this the same gym that just called?
Yeah.
Will you please move on from that point and make another one?
I'm trying to move on to that point. Yeah, hang up on me.
Yeah, because your point sucks.
That's a Confederate.
It's a what?
That's a Confederate memorial for Confederate soldiers that fought in this state, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I'm done with you, too. Here's the problem with it, Jim. If you weren't done with me, here's the problem with it. It projects an image, an idea of racism to everyone who drives down I-65. Period. End of story. It is an embarrassment to the state of Alabama. It makes us look small, petty, dumb. It makes us look like we're holding on to ideals that have for 150 years been considered repugnant, i.e. owning other human beings and doing with them what we want, killing them, raping them, beating them. That's the idea and image that's projected by that. If you want that image projected, then you know, be done with me. I'd rather you not be around, frankly. I'd rather people like that didn't listen, because I think that's gross. I don't think other human beings should be auctioned off.
Did you watch the Bryan Stevenson thing the other night on HBO? We talked about it.
Did you?
I didn't get through the whole thing because it came on at like 10.
Yeah.
So, but it was,
I don't have HBO.
Pretty well done.
I don't think I have HBO.
It's pretty well done.
I can imagine it's well done. HBO does good work.
Yeah, I mean, they do good work. He's a very interesting guy. I mean, I don't know that me or the audience would believe 100% like he does about everything, but I do think that it's...
I did this on purpose.
I just like his story.
I did this on purpose because we were talking about the 2575, yeah. And I wanted Dave to see the wings.
Right.
I wanted Dave to see the wings come out. 272922. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up,
Jason?
Buddy?
How much? Hey, I think this kind of goes hand in hand with the whole like social media thing and how I get the idea of like censoring First Amendment, right? And that you have a right to free speech, but you don't have a right to speech without consequences, right?
Correct.
So you can say whatever you want to say. Matter of fact, you can do whatever you want to do, not just say whatever you want to say, but you don't get to control what happens after that. So you can walk up to a black guy and call him the N-word, but he might punch you in the throat.
Yeah, he might beat the brakes off of you.
Right, and that's...
I might help him.
So he didn't stop you from saying whatever you wanted to say, but then there was a reaction to that. And I think that's the same thing on social media and anywhere else, because now you have people, they go on Facebook, they go on Twitter, they post any and everything, especially young people, and then when it comes time to apply for college or a job, and people can freely go online and search for you and come across posts and things you've done, all of a sudden now it's like, oh, well, you're trying to silence me. No, like there's consequences for what you do. And so I think people need to understand that. And regardless of how you feel about the pride flag, the Confederate flag, the American flag, bumper stickers, whatever, you can do whatever you want to do. Just be big enough to accept whatever consequences comes with that. And I think that makes it a better situation, or at least makes you a bigger person, because it shouldn't surprise anybody in 2019 if you wave the Confederate flag. It's going to be some people mad about it.
Well, like, it shouldn't surprise anybody that people are going to perceive you as a racist. I mean, thanks for your call, Jason. But that's the point.
Correct.
If you wave it, people will assume you're a racist. Therefore, if you wave it, I assume you're okay with people thinking you're a racist. And that's the point. You don't want to send that message? Don't send it out. There's a way to avoid sending it out. You're never going to redeem that flag. That flag is gone. It's a vestige and icon of history. That flag is toast. Let it go. Lee.
Hey, man. just talk about images, projecting an image.
Mm-hmm.
What about all this stuff around Montgomery downtown?
Like what?
With this thing they built on the hill for slavery.
Yeah. It wasn't about slavery. It was about lynching, but go ahead.
Do what?
It was about lynching, but go ahead.
All right. What image is that showing people?
What image do you think it's showing people?
I don't want to. I want to forget about all that.
Okay.
I want to. That's in the past.
All right. Well, you're welcome to forget about it. I don't think you have to drive by the museum. You spend a lot of time in that neighborhood?
Oh yeah, I work down here on the Bell Building.
Okay. So you drive up the hill often, and for what reason?
No, I can look out the window and see it every day.
Okay. And that bothers you. That bothers you.
Well, when they was building it, I worked on it a little bit, but a lot of the black folks were ashamed of it. They didn't even like it.
Okay. Well, I had opinions when they first announced they were going to build it and while they were building it, because I was afraid it would become sort of a hub. I figured racists would attack it and violent blacks would come over and try to use it as some sort of a headquarter, a hub to meet and gather. But the reality is, neither has happened. The racists have sort of largely left it alone, and the militant wing of the blacks has sort of ignored it as well. And so, it's like the Holocaust Museum. You have a problem with the Holocaust Museum? I'd rather forget about it, too, but... It happened.
Well, I think that what it really does, though, I mean, it seems, number one, it's like it's brought a lot of tourism.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it's led to some reckoning or some good conversations, what it seems like to me. I think it's fine.
But the Holocaust Museum, yay or nay on that, buddy?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Okay. I mean, it's all good, but, we shouldn't.
But, I mean, that's the point. I mean, we don't want another Holocaust. And we'd like to wish it never had happened, but when tragedy happens, sometimes you put up a museum about it.
Yeah,
that's different than riding around with images of people being lynched on the back of your truck. You understand the difference there, right?
Yeah.
One's a physical place you go and you remember and you have a moment. It's serene, it's serious, and then you walk on. I don't think, for example, they should be tearing down all these monuments. Now, if they're on city property and the city doesn't want it, then fine. If they're on state property and the state doesn't want it, fine. But generally speaking, I think it's bad policy to go tearing down monuments. But I'm a big believer also in the person who owns the property dictates what happens on the property. They can't be bound by the fact that... for example, I'll give you an example. Tuskegee at one time had an all-white city council and mayor. Okay? Tuskegee no longer has an all-white city council and mayor. They, in fact, probably have an all-black city council and mayor, or may have one person white. I'm not sure. But it's a vast majority of Tuskegee is black. If the all-white city council and mayor, against the wishes of the black population, had erected a gigantic Robert E. Lee meets Jefferson Davis meets, Confederate flag monument right in the middle of town. Should the all-black city council, black mayor, and vast majority, 90%+ black population be forced to keep it just because somebody else put it there 75 years ago? No. It's on city property. City decides what to do with it. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between having a serene, serious place, whether it's the Gettysburg Museum, which I've been to is phenomenal, whether it's the Holocaust Museum, whether it's this place up on the hill in Montgomery where they talk about lynching and the history there, and then leaving that. There's a difference between that and driving around with a flag that damn well everybody perceives as a racist flag on the back of your truck, and that's the image you're projecting. It's a bad look.
Right. So whether you think
that's a good call.
So whether you think it means that or not, guess what? That's what it does mean, is what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get to your other phone calls, 272-9228 if you want to get back. Hold on. I'm coming back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tire and Auto, my friends. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're downtown, just off of corner of Perry and Jefferson. Perry and Jefferson. You'll love Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get in there. These guys are vehicle experts. They do just about anything. Big tractor trailers, little bitty sports cars, classic antiques. My guess is they could work on a Model T. I don't know if anyone's ever brought a Model T, but my guess is they could work on a Model T. They can do just about anything. ASE certified mechanics, diesel mechanics, they got everything over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. So get by there when you get a chance. Call ahead of time if you want to reserve a spot. They'll get you to work and back. So don't worry about, you know, dropping it off, trying to find a ride in or Ubering or something like that. They'll get you squared away. Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, at the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Jenkins Tire and Auto, good people, great people. Mike Jenkins is a great guy. And in fact, he does vehicle fleet maintenance too. So if you own a business that has a bunch of vehicles, and he does, you know, real estate companies and lawn maintenance companies that got a lot of vehicles, he manages their whole fleet.
Whole thing?
Yeah, whole thing. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get into our radio program. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman. Wayne?
Yes. I keep hearing y'all talking about the flag this morning. That flag of Airline 65 was from the Sons of the Confederate. That organization put that flag up there.
Uh-huh.
Or a member of that organization put that flag up there.
Right.
You know, whether I agree or disagree with it, you know, I don't like to see Mexico flags flying.
No, I don't you know, either. I think it's a bad look in the United States. Yeah.
But, you know, that's what it's all about. Everybody wondering where it comes from. It wasn't just one mean racist fellow that done that. It's
no, I think we're all under the impression of who did it. I think we identified that early on in the hour. But I appreciate you joining in.
Well,
thank you.
Well, may have. I got to listen a little late this time.
That's
all
fine. Right, man. Yes, thanks, sir, buddy. Appreciate it. Good call. Yeah, you want to bring facts? I'm all for it.
Just trying to clarify.
Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike.
What's up?
I was just calling about the Confederate flag. Been listening to some of these comments. My perspective is, I was raised in the military, spent some time overseas. I always flew the Confederate flag during the month of April and on Confederate holidays. But in the last couple of years, after all this stuff started, I do fly the Confederate flag on my truck and on the front of my house.
Mm-hmm. And for what purpose?
And that's not so much. I'm not a racist. I was raised in the military. I learned to get along with anybody.
Okay. So why do you fly it?
But a lot of us.
Why do you choose to display it like that?
I choose to display it because people are saying I can't.
Okay. Let me ask you just a few questions. I don't want to get too far afield here. Do you realize what people think of you when they see you drive by with that?
Yes, I do.
What do they think of you?
They probably think I'm a racist.
Okay. Do you want them to think you're a racist?
No.
Do you know how to cure that?
Yeah. The point is, see, I don't care.
You don't care if they think you're racist. You just said you did. You just said you didn't want them to think you're a racist. So do you?
No, I said that I think that they think I'm a racist.
Okay. Do you want that? Do you think? Do you want them to think you're a racist?
My point is, I don't care what they think.
You don't care if they think you're racist, but you realize that's the message you're sending to everybody, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, appreciate your call. Thank you. 2729228, Ronnie.
How we doing this morning?
How are you, Ronnie? Hadn't heard from you in a while.
Well, I still listen.
Well, good.
But anyway, I've got your takes on flags. I want to know what your news and views are on reparations.
I'm opposed to reparations for race.
Well, if you're opposed to reparations, why would you be opposed to the Confederate flag if I flew it in my front yard?
I'm not opposed to it if you fly in your front yard. I'm opposed to it being right next to the interstate because I think people get confused and think it's some sort of state-sanctioned deal. And it's embarrassing because it's massive. It's absolutely massive.
Well, right beside it, across the interstate from there, is Mountain Creek.
Yeah, the Confederate Memorial. Thanks for your call. I'm well aware of what's right there. Who's this?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I saw the second half of that Brian Stevenson thing, too, but they do show it again on HBO, and I taped the whole thing. And for what it's worth, my wife and I did, I don't know if you know, the one downtown, not the one up the hill.
Yeah.
On the outside of the white brick, there's a huge Maya Angelou quote.
Right.
Okay, my wife and I did that up from a lift.
Oh.
It was all way, and then a bunch on the inside of that building. My wife's an artist, and I help her some. But anyway.
That's awesome.
But anyway, main thing I called is not to brag on the Maya Angelou quote, which was hard, but to tell you honestly, to tell you they're showing it again because I taped it last night because it happened to be on again. So look for it again on HBOW or HBO something, and it's powerful. I saw the second half, and it's powerful. He is an awesome guy and has done a lot. If you read his book, he didn't always start out. You know, he just didn't. And read the book. It's skinny and it's interesting. But I want to tell you, they are playing it over and over.
Awesome.
On the HBO, one of the HBOs. You know, there are like six of them.
Right.
Well, I appreciate your call. That's cool. That's good information.
I definitely want to check it out.
Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors this program on a daily basis. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, up in Elmore County, believe it or not. Elmore County. But she serves the entire state of Alabama. She's off Peace Church Road up there. Why do I tell you exactly where she is? Because she wants you to come by and grab a cup of coffee or a soda, look her in the eye, shake her hand, and let you know that she is the type of person you can trust and do business with. And I know that for a fact because I have trusted her and done business with her on two separate occasions with my own home mortgage. I have recommended thousands of people to her over the years. She's been with us almost 5 years. Dave, we are 2 weeks shy of our five-year anniversary.
I know.
And I'm telling you, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage will